Good Karma Brands radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio, this is your Metro Kia of Madison Sports Center.
Good morning, Madison. My name is Riley Yauch, and this is your Sports Center update brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of smoke-free slots and the highest payout percentage in the area. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, more spins, more wins, more fun. Starting with some breaking news from the Brew Crew, is about an hour ago, the Brewers acquired some much-needed starting pitching help in Aaron Civale from the Tampa Bay Rays in exchange for infielder Gregory Barrios, according to John Heyman of MLB Network. Last night, out of beautiful Coors Field in Denver, Colorado, speaking of the Brewers, they got their lick back against the Rockies, coming from behind to take Game 2 of the series 4-3. Making his second starts for the Brewers since being acquired from the Mariners AAA affiliate for $1. Yes, actually $1. Dallas Keuchel was solid, giving up 2 runs over 5 1/3 innings. The Brewers were trailing 3-2 heading into the ninth. However, 2 walks, 2 singles, a sack fly, a hit by pitch, and 55 pitches later, Milwaukee would be in front for good. Last night's victory was the Brewers' 26th comeback win of the year and snaps a 6-game losing streak at Coors Field. The rubber match tonight, 7:40 p.m. Central.
Metro Kia of Madison, Madison's trusted Kia dealer. Stop into Metro Kia on the east side of Madison or MetroKiaOfMadison.com. Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no, you're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Wednesday edition. The Coach Tausch will be departing a smidge early edition. How do you got a game on a Wednesday at noon?
It's a weird schedule. For sure.
The Jesse is already long gone on its way to Crivets and meat raffles and all that kind of good stuff edition. And the, hey, we got Homer and Brian Bulaga to wrap up our week since there's no 4th of July or 5th of July show of Wilde and Tausch edition of Wilde and Tausch. A 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com. And the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Chase Wilde in Green Bay. Lover boy Riley Yauch. How do you feel about that nickname? What do you think?
Lover boy.
Yeah, I don't know about lover boy.
He writes. You know, he's got the quill pen, writing the love letters. We've talked about his love life.
He forgets her birthday and blows her off for a thing too.
Wow.
So I
didn't say he was good at it. Yeah, I don't know.
No.
That's a. Okay. It just sort of rolls off the tongue. Like Tausch.
Lover boy?
We're going to call him lover boy. No?
I don't know about that one. You can call me whatever you want, but.
A little bit.
I'm not sure. Mm.
I was workshopping that all morning.
Well, you workshop, yeah, well, okay. Who am I to judge?
We can brainstorm.
Workshopping things live on air.
I feel like we need a nickname for Riley.
Okay.
Maybe we don't. And, of course, from his undisclosed location for as long as we have him, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. And do you prefer coach or manager? And do you wear a uniform when you got your team out there?
But one of the coaches for the team we played over the weekend had the full pants on, and it was ridiculous.
What are you doing, man? You're a grown man.
Yeah. The managers, if you're in the major leagues, yes. If it is your full-time job, I have no problem with it.
Sure.
This I thought was kind of ridiculous, but whatever. No big deal either way. So, speaking of workshopping things,
oh,
you can continue to worry about Riley's thing. I've mentioned this a while ago, and this weekend is the perfect time. You have a long weekend. If you have a pool and you're gone over a holiday weekend,
okay,
like you have your cabin up north or a lake house, or if you're just going to visit
Door
friends.
County.
Mm-hmm. There's Uber. There's Pluber.
Oh,
or no,
God.
There is going to be Pluber.
There's not.
What
going
would
to be
it?
Pluber.
Why would someone, if you take the insurance component out of this, which I understand is a big part, but you can sign waivers. There's plenty of people that get waivers drawn up. Why not rent your pool out while you're gone? You know people are going to want to do it. You know there's going to be a good cash flow opportunity for you and your family. So if your neighbor, your Michigan neighbor, I don't know the rest of your neighbors, but let's say they're gone. You guys got rid of your little baby pool. You're going to sell it. Sounds like you're going to push it off on Jesse. Smart.
It's 20
and they're gone.
Feet,
they have a
it's
great.
It's 20 feet in diameter. It's not a baby pool. You made it sound like first, you've gone from, I have this palatial estate that looks like where Michael Jordan would live, to now it's a baby pool.
Yeah, you got all mad about that, so I stopped.
I did.
Doing
that. I did. That's true.
What would be the harm if your Michigan, your wealthy Michigan neighbor,
yes,
got his lake house up in the UP and is gone, left yesterday, and said, you know what, Jason, $300, you can have the pool for the weekend. For, I don't know, whatever the price point would be. I think it is a great idea. I think people should think seriously about doing it. And I think there'd be a great market for it. Everybody says, well, you only get a pool for 6 to 8 months in Wisconsin. True. True. Let's start using it. Let's start renting it out. What say you?
So your idea is Purbo?
I don't
pool
know. I haven't
pool,
come.
Pool
I thought
rentals
Pluber,
by owner.
Pool, yeah. Pool, Uber.
Airbnb.
I put... Airbnb could be good.
All right. So, among your ideas, pawning your leftovers off on
that
someone
one did
else
go over well
was not good. You can repurpose Pluber for pools, I think, theoretically, though, if we rebrand. I like Airbnb personally.
Okay.
But again, it pains me when I have to do this on our show, but I like your idea. Now, I would question, and maybe we
I just don't know if pool owners are going to like the idea.
Well, so let me tell you, as a pool owner, or soon-to-be former pool owner, and look, I want to be very clear, I did not do this work. Paula did. Pools are a lot of upkeep. I think this is one of the reasons why, for the second straight summer, we are not putting our pool up. Now, if you have the means, which I do not, to have an in-ground pool and have some pool company come and clean your pool, make sure that the pH balance is correct, hey, count me in. I've got a few friends who have pools. They're in a different tax bracket. They're able to do that. We love visiting them. There's nothing better than a friend with a pool or a friend with a boat. So you don't have to have either one, right? That said, the keeping the balance right and trying to avoid algae, and I was the scooper guy that had to scoop out all the leaves and the acorns and everything else that falls into the pool. It's a lot of work. And hopefully Jesse's not listening, because I really would like him to take this pool off my hands. But if you're able to avoid the work yourself, this is a great idea. Now, my only question, and you're not David Gruber, what's our liability?
Yeah, I
if
don't
you
know.
And I, if we rented out our pool and somebody gets a little bit too crazy and injures themselves or whatever else, am I on the hook for that? And is that going to eat into my Airbnb profits?
So that obviously is the big concern, right? I mean, you have a couple of things. A, how are you going to let the people in? If you don't know the people, which is what this would be, but I think this would be more of a you do know the people. Because I don't think there's a ton of folks that are just around and going to drive 45 minutes to an hour to come use somebody's pool. There's public pools. Country club. There's hotels. People can find pools, right?
No, this is no. You're right about this. This is a great idea because here's the thing. I will use our friends the Murphys for an example. He's a outstanding guy, doctor. His wife's great. Sid, Maddie, and their daughter did gymnastics together. They're fantastic. They have a nice large yard. And then they have the in-ground pool with the slide and everything else. Now, they probably don't need the side hustle of renting out their pool. But if you could rent out their pool instead of going... Green Bay's got several public pools. Those are madhouses, though. Like, there's so many people there, right? You can't find a place to sit. The reason this is such a great idea is you have... You don't own a pool, but you have the feeling of owning a pool. And I don't want people having access to my house to, like, you know, put their towels or go, you know, dry their swimsuit. So, again, that's another complication. But this is one of your better ideas. Mm. I think you should pursue this.
I'm not going to pursue it because there's legalese, and I just don't want to... But what I do think,
you don't need to somebody pursue can, it.
Oh no, somebody can do this, and I think there's a ton of upside. The issue that I think you're going to run into in this, and you just said it, are the people that have pools probably aren't going to be interested in having to make sure everything's up. And then what are you going to have to put a washer dryer out by the pool? You'll have to have a pool house because you're not going to want anybody trouncing through your house.
Okay? Right.
So. If you just have a pool and it's just your house, you open up a back gate, then the people can get out. What's that price point going to be?
Mm-hmm.
There is something there. I think it's a business model. I will not be mad when someone steals this idea and makes a bunch of money. I won't. Because I think there's a lot of issues that I'm probably missing. Number one is the legality and the waivers you'd have to sign. Because if something happened... to the people renting the pool, they're going to come after you more than likely, would be my guess. And I don't think that's that headache alone is probably not going to be worth it.
So so you will not be mad when someone steals this idea. You will be mad when someone takes your leftovers idea and successfully markets it after we all poo-pooed the idea and someone else figures out a way to make it work. That you'll be irritated
by. Yeah, I guess
the
thing. Well, I still think it's a great idea. But the problem is allergies, and there's so many other issues that come into play. So I kind of understand it. But this would have been a perfect weekend to roll out.
Mm-hmm.
What did we end up calling it? The leftover Uber
Pluber. We called it Pluber.
I don't 100% recall what it would be, but this cookout weekends. Always got tons of leftovers, and you could just say, stop over, you get 3-4 brats, you get potato salad, you get whatever those leftovers might be. This would be the perfect weekend to launch both. The pool, the Airbnb, and the Pluber. This is your weekend to do both. Because this is when you'd want to have a pool, and then you could find a way to not own anything and have a great meal and a pool, and it's none of it's yours.
It's true.
And then you could just go home.
It's true.
Which would be a pretty fantastic little 4th of July weekend.
Which is not what you have planned. You have a baseball tournament.
No, just a singular game today. Then we have a bunch of we got different cookouts that we're doing.
Oh.
It's a singular game today.
A singular noon start on a Wednesday when some people don't have the day off other than Jesse.
Yeah, it's a weird setup. It's a weird schedule, for sure. A lot of rained out games. We're just trying. Hey, Jason, we're just trying to get our kids.
Just trying to get them in. Yeah. I get it. I totally understand. So, cookouts are what's on the agenda for the Touchers. Are there fireworks at these cookouts? Are they like my? I am. This is one of the things that confused me about the 4th of July. Okay. You see all these pop-up firework stands? Mm-hmm. But you can't, you're not supposed to shoot off fireworks. So it's legal to sell all these fireworks, but technically it's illegal to shoot them off in your, like, cul-de-sac. And yet, it appears that the police just look the other way on this. Am I misunderstanding what happens on the 4th of July?
I don't know the rules on that. I've always wondered that. I don't know. It does seem like it would be opposited, a little oppo, because, yeah, you're right, there are these stands. And then I don't know where you're even allowed to shoot them off. Why people shoot them off during the day, I still have yet to figure that out when it's not dark. I don't get that.
Mm-hmm. The loud noise.
Yeah, it's pop, pop. I don't know. It's a good question.
All right, it's time to talk about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Now, are you doing the dad joke today?
I need to know, because our communication on occasion is less than stellar. I just want to make sure. Am I on the hook for a dad joke here?
Do you have one? Because if you do, yes, I want you to do it. Available to us.
If you give me another 5 seconds, I will have a
dad joke. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to start. I'm going to do one, and then you can laugh or scowl, and then you give one, and we'll kind of compare and contrast. But I'll tell you this. You need new windows or doors. It's always going to be Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That ain't no joke. But now is the time for a good dad joke. Hey, I told my wife she'd drawn her eyebrows on a little too low. Ah, she just sat and scowled at me.
Yeah.
You didn't like that one either?
Did you hear about the two rowboats that got into an argument?
No.
I hear it was quite the ordeal.
Shake and bake, baby. Shade and bake. Well, my mind, not on dad jokes, it's on windows, because Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin has a fantastic deal going on right now. Pay as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Pella completes the installation with no mess, no hassles, no bad dad jokes, leaving nothing but perfect results behind. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends the end of July. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
I went to buy some camouflage pants, but I couldn't find any.
Well, I hate people with missing toes because I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, it's better than I thought it was going to be. What did the grapes say when it got stepped on? Nothing. It just let out a little wine.
Okay, just to jump in here quick so we don't have to hear any more dad jokes. Someone from the 608 texted in that Swimply is a thing. Look it up. This idea has been done, and that Tausch is a little late to the game, unfortunately.
Oh, no!
Well, maybe
you said you wouldn't be mad.
We need to talk. How do you make a waterbed a little more bouncy?
I don't know. Tell us.
Add a little spring water.
That was not bad. Riley, that was an excellent effort to put a stop to the dad jokes.
I tried.
As you are finding that once we're doing something, we don't really stop. We've got more to get to, though, besides dad jokes. It is the 4th of July weekend upcoming. What are your 4th of July musts? Like, you obviously are going on some cookouts. That is a definite must. I don't know if fireworks even make my list. Parades, sparklers. What else is on your 4th of July weekend musts? Renting out someone's pool, maybe taking their leftovers off their hands. We'll talk about that, and we'll get ready for Packers training camp as we continue to discuss the Packers leading into the kickoff of camp on July 22nd. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky. So, Tausch, are you on board with amateur fireworks?
I am not going to do it myself.
Me either.
I prefer having someone that knows what they're doing. I'm not opposed to if people do a good job and light them off and there's no like ricochets off of houses.
Yeah, starting
I enjoy
roof on
watching
fire.
Fireworks a ton. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, the hand surgeon's busiest weekend is this coming up.
Just ask Jason Pierre-Paul.
It's not only him. It's just everyday folks doing it. So I do not recommend it. I think it's a bad idea, but I enjoy seeing a good fireworks show.
All right, so your 4th of July will include a myriad of cookouts, fireworks if set off by a neighbor who knows what they're doing and you don't have to, and correct, sitting with the family and watching Rocky IV.
We probably won't. Maybe it'll be on. I don't know. It depends if it rains. Yesterday was kind of bleh because it rained all day. We had a bunch of stuff and it was bleh. So I don't know what the forecast is. I'm not sure why it's raining every second day on a consistent basis. I don't know. So, but if I'm going to watch a patriotic movie, yeah, Rocky IV. I've told you this a thousand times. I mean, I don't know how many other movies led to the end of communism as we knew it in the Soviet Union. I just don't know. I don't think it was like I don't think it was like the key cog, but I definitely think from a propaganda and from a messaging standpoint, pretty dang good.
And Mr. Gorbachev.
Coincidence or not, about the timeline, kind of when it started cratering. So, yeah, Gorbachev and Reagan, no question, big parts, big pieces to the whole thing.
But Wall so were Drago and Balboa.
But Rocky Balboa finding a way to go over to Russia and winning and getting the entire Russian crowd to come on board,
even the Politburo,
with the Russian leadership up there. Kudos to Sylvester Stallone.
I love that they got a guy that looked like Gorbachev to be like the premier too, like the guy that stands up and starts the clapping for Riley Loverboy.
Yes,
maybe that'll grow on you.
We'll see.
Do you know anything of what we're talking about?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This is so many years before you were a gleam in your parents' eye.
Yeah, no. So me and my brother, my dad raised me right. We would box. We'd watch Rocky IV and then box in the basement to the soundtrack. So we'd be listening to, like,
boss.
Burning Hearts or Hearts on Fire or the training montage
Hearts
music just going.
Desire.
All right.
I'll stop.
Wow, that was actually really impressive.
Thank you.
We need some Robert Tepper coming up.
Yeah.
The Easy Way Out. Yeah, that's the song that I was looking for. This is amazing. Riley, how old are you again? 22?
I'm 22. I'm 23 in 7 days.
There cannot be many 22-year-olds who can drop that level of Rocky IV knowledge. You have to be in the, like, 1% of 22-year-old people on the planet that know that much about Rocky IV.
I'll take that.
So, Jason, what's a more patriotic movie than that?
Air Force One?
Okay. I don't think so, but you can continue naming it.
I don't know either.
Okay.
All right. I feel like maybe
Stripes?
Maybe Miracle you could throw up there? I don't think that tops Rocky
Miracles,
IV.
Yeah,
wow, that's a good one,
really
too.
Nice drop in, Riley. Really good drop in.
Thank you.
Thank you. God, again. Again.
I don't think he says it that way. I think he says, again! Riley, I don't want to say that Jesse Nelson's job security is in question here. Because that would be too strong of a statement.
That'd be ridiculous.
But, you know, he's very busy, and there are days where he takes off from the show but is still working, which is a dynamic I still haven't entirely figured out or understood. But you're making a strong push.
We really need
to get to work on the nickname, though, if you're going to have a more recurring role on the show. So we'll have to put that on the to-do list. All right. We'll shift gears for our 4th of July celebrations. How long do we have you for before you got to get to the old ballpark?
But you got a full 2 hours from me. A full, really strong 2 hours.
So you will not spend any time with Brian Bulaga today?
I'm going to miss Blue. No, Blue is going to be, I think, doing the full hour with you.
Okay.
What Jesse
All right, well,
planned.
We look forward to that, and we look forward to you having a great 4th of July weekend after your standalone game at noon. I would be curious, what does Prize Picks have as your number of Coors Lights consumed between now and when we return to the airwaves on Monday?
That's a great question. I got a lot of Coors Light planned in the weekend. I would say we got, 5 days? Let's put it at 20. Coors Light, there are going to be a few drank tonight. Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill, and I'll make sure those mountains are blue. That's when I know Coors Light's cold activated bottles. I like the 16-ounce wide mouth. That's what I go with. That's why I know it's chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, a Golden, Colorado.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way out. Giving in, can't be wrong. No, there's no easy way out.
Can't beat it. Rocky IV, the soundtrack. Drago. Hate that guy. Doping, cheating. But in the end, he kind of becomes a little bit of a sympathetic figure. I don't care about him.
Yeah, have you guys watched the Creed movies? The Rocky sequels?
I've seen two of them.
I saw the first one. Is the second one the one where he fights...
Yeah, he fights Drago's
son. Kid?
Yeah, it's awesome. And they totally redeem Drago, too. It's an amazing, amazing film.
No spoilers, please. I don't know if I... Maybe I haven't seen that one.
Maybe you saw the first and the third one? All right, Riley. You've really had a strong start, and I don't know. Is this for public consumption? This gaffe that we had from yesterday? Because this is not helping Jesse's argument to keep his gig. The young fella's coming for his job. Tausch and I recorded a commercial yesterday. I got to tell you, I was really excited to be included because Gina Della and Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, not only a great partner, but Gina, a great friend. And we're getting another new window from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, our primary
awesome.
Front window, and it's going to be awesome.
Nice.
But our commercial was awesome. We got a good chemistry on this show sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I got to do a dad joke, which I don't even know which one I did because it was perfect for the commercial. And somehow we've been informed by our producer via Riley that he didn't record it properly. So we got to do it again. How do we do?
What?
How does that happen?
Well, because Jesse checked out yesterday. I told you he was gone. Wait a second. We did all that, waited around after the show, did two or three takes. Well, I guess we did one or two takes.
Two takes,
he didn't even record it?
Correct. That's what I'm being told.
Yeah, so I think he recorded it, but somehow it got deleted. All I know is when I came into the studio today, I had to reopen Audition, the app we use to record all of our shows, and there was nothing there anymore. So I don't know what happened.
That ain't great.
Especially not great since you're leaving early to go coach your team. So we'll have to figure out the logistics of that. All right, one more thing as we celebrate America and the 4th of July and Independence Day. I thought you, and again, correct me if I'm wrong. I know you will. I thought you weren't a soccer guy. Like, you had your Queen's Park Rangers on your trip to London.
Yep.
But other than that, not really into the soccer scene.
Not a
and
soccer
particularly
guy. No, not
annoyed
gonna fake it. No.
By the phony soccer aficionados.
Yep.
So
yep.
Then why are you so concerned about the U.S. men's national team's performance in the
US
Copa America
great,
tournament?
I want the U.S. to be great, and I've been hearing for 47 years it's coming.
You were hearing it as a baby.
We are going to be there. It's that and the metric system. Those are going to be the two big things that swing this country. And neither have come to fruition. And when it comes to soccer, I see everybody has their kid playing soccer at age 6, 7, 8. And then it starts kind of winnowing down. And I would think that with all of our collegiate programs and everything else, we would be a lot better than we are. And the fact, who just beat us the other night? Uruguay? Is that who beat us?
Yes.
All right, come on, man. Nothing against Uruguay or Paraguay or Peru. Come on, man. We got 370 million people, and we can't piece together a squad that can go and win. What is this cup called? Copa?
Copa America.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. That's all.
Is this a new thing now? Is the come on, man thing? I've gotten a lot of it all
instead
week.
Instead of me screaming and bellowing, I obviously respect what Chuck does. He's the GOAT when it comes to analysts and just speaking his mind and kind of stream of consciousness. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Not great at knowing college basketball players or whatnot.
For sure.
That does
kind of like
come around on that.
Right?
He should 100% be. I always thought it was crazy he was doing it, and I was so wrong. He brings something to the table. He's great. But come on, man. Like, are we ever going to – do you really think we're ever going to win anything in soccer? We're just not.
So the issue –
for everybody to get uproared about it, I think you're just wasting your emotional capital. That's all.
So the issue here, and I think – and we're going to hear from Alexi Lalas. Who would have thought we'd be talking soccer with old T today? But the issue is, it's seemingly they had made a large step forward in the last World Cup, right? They got out of their pool play and got into the round of 16. That was a huge accomplishment for them. And now the criticism has come because they have not parlayed that into further success. In the post-game analysis of their defeat, here is what former U.S. soccer player Alexi Lalas had to say. He sounds a lot like Tausch, minus the Chuck come-all man.
Talked about learning from losing, okay? I think what we have learned over these cycles is that this team is not able to do anything better than is done in the past. And that hurts. That hurts to say, because that was not what was promised and not what for many we believed was going to happen with this team. Because if this is as good as it gets, it's not good enough. And there's plenty of excuses, but they don't matter. You know, you can talk about opportunities. Well, we got players that are playing all over the world. Talk about playing in Europe. Well, the entire team that you saw out there plays in Europe, so it's not MLS's fault. You can talk about, you know, the pathways and the resources that they have. No generation has been given more, and yet this generation hasn't lived up to that bargain. And when it comes to Greg Berhalter, we heard Stu Holden say it's exactly right. You know, I know there's a sport in firing coaches in all professional sports. And I know the knives are out, and they should be, because this is not good enough from Greg Berhalter. And you have to ask yourself, with 2026 coming barreling down the pike, it's going to come real quick.
Less than 2 years away,
Bob. All right? We can't afford to waste it. We can't afford to be embarrassed. And we can't afford to arrive in the summer of 26 with a team that has not progressed, that has not evolved, and has not improved. And I'm sure if Greg Berhalter was here, he would say, oh, but you don't see what's happening inside. I don't give a crap what is happening inside. I don't care about the dynamic. I don't care how much your players love you. I don't care how kumbaya it is. All I care about is I see a U.S. men's national team that is better than before. And we haven't seen that, and that's a problem going forward.
Is that on the players? Is that on the manager? Is that on the federation? Where are we saying you need to be better?
Well, the players certainly need to be better. You know,
do you think this generation of players has what it takes? Like, do you think that they have that deep inside of them?
I think there's a couple of them. I think they are better soccer players, but ultimately, I don't think that they're better U.S. men's national team players.
So, Tausch, this is the clip that you watched that spurred your reaction. First of all, he could have saved a lot of time there by just saying, come on.
Well, actually, no. I didn't watch any of the clips, just if I want to be fully transparent. I didn't listen. That's the first I've heard. That's a long clip, by the way. I can't believe we talk more soccer than tennis on this show, because both, I don't think. Do we really care? Like, I know we care.
Here's why we really care. because the 2026 World Cup is coming to America. In fact,
yeah, but we're not expected to win it. Are we going to be bummed if we don't win it? No.
There's a report that the Packers, one of the reasons why they want the third locker room done at Lambeau Field is because they want to be one of the host stadiums for the World Cup.
How cool would that be? That would be
fun. Yeah, if we don't have enough hotel space for the Super Bowl, do we have enough hotel space for the World Cup, or is it going to be a train?
Yeah, you rent out some pool houses. Rent out some pools and pool houses, and you'll be fine. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you are
I know I don't want Rob Vogel and some of our ombudsmen to come at me with this. I'm not acting like I'm a soccer expert. I'm not at all. But I can't get my head wrapped around. There's 45 minutes and a half. When the ball rolls out of bounds or someone gets tripped up and there's a red card and they're laying out on the field and they got to get an ambulance to come out to get them, hit stop on the clock.
And then the guy goes back in the
game. Don't just keep rolling it and then 45. Oh, I think it was like 6 minutes. Like, you're not slowing the game down. Don't come at me with the, well, you're slowing the game down. That's really what I'm mad about. The soccer part of it, whatever. Okay, if we get better when we win a World
Cup,
I'll be celebrating.
Extra time is what really bothers you.
It's insanely stupid. It makes no sense. No other sport would even think about doing this. Well, we got to keep the flow of the game. But you're not keeping the flow of the game going. Literally have a stopwatch on the sideline. Oh, somebody just got tripped up. It's at 38 minutes. Click. Okay, it's still at 38 minutes. Oh, the ball comes back into play. Click. And when it gets to 45, click. It's done. I don't get that. So we're just going to willy-nilly, oh, they have an offensive chance. Let them go until that offensive chance ends, and then just say at the end of the half, and everybody runs off the field. What sport does that? None. Like, what are you doing? This isn't hard. Get a stopwatch, stop it when there's a big-time stoppage in play, and then reset it when it goes. That's not slowing the game down.
All right, so how often do you want there to be clock stoppages? Like when there's an incomplete pass in less than 2 minutes in an NFL game, the clock stops and then doesn't restart till the next snap. If the ball goes out of bounds and there's a throw in, you're fine with the clock continuing to run there, right? That stuff doesn't.
Correct.
But if there is anything
injury
that causes a delay, you want the clock stopped. And then you know, because as a soccer parent, I have to say there's nothing worse than not ever know. Like, I have to ask the sideline official.
You have no idea when the half's going to
end. How much time is left in the half?
It's incredibly stupid.
I don't have to do that at basketball games.
You don't have – and spare me the you don't get it, you don't understand soccer. Yeah, I already told you I don't. But I understand clock. I understand clock management. And I understand when the there's a big injury hit. Yeah, no, I do.
We don't understand the flow of the management, game, though.
No, I 100% do. That's why I'm critical of Mike.
Not on
everybody
our
else.
Show.
I,
never mind.
Like, legit. Oh, yeah, on our show, I have no. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't control that, in fairness. I don't. So, that's it. That's what annoys me the more about this. And you, as a soccer parent, and I think everybody, just give us an idea. Don't just randomly make up, well, 7 minutes sounds about right. And then it's not really 7 minutes. If Maddie gets the ball and she's dribbling it down the field and she's got a shot and it gets to 7 minutes, 28 seconds, well, if she had an opportunity to score, we'll let her go. Tell me how that makes any sense.
Yeah.
LeBron. LeBron's got the ball. Well, the half ended, but he's got the ball at half court. Let's just see what happens. We'll just see how it goes. And if he scores, great. If he doesn't, then we'll blow the whistle and call it a day. That's what you're doing.
Yeah, they do the two whistles for halftime and the three sharp whistles for end of game. So we've got a call. Look, you could have given me 1,000 guesses. Did I think that before we got to the Packers on this show, we would discuss the 4th of July? Yeah, I figured we'd talk a little 4th of July. I mean, it's timely. Did I think we'd have a young 22-year-old producer breaking down Rocky IV and tell us that he grew up with his dad playing the soundtrack while he and his brother boxed in their home? I didn't. Did I think we'd get Tausch off on a rant about soccer? No, but here we are. Mario in Middleton has some input on, I'm guessing the clock management or maybe the...
Yeah, if somebody can explain it to me, I am all ears.
Mario, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
So I actually agree 1,000% with Taos. I don't understand why they don't stop the clock, one. Two, I'm with you. Like, how do they keep the ball, like, going after they say 6 minutes and then they add stoppage time in the stoppage time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're, again.
It blows my mind. But the thing that really bothers me, right, is, like, I understand in my eyes, our best athletes don't play soccer. Okay? They play other
Agreed.
Sports. That's fine.
Yep, I agree.
Because you
that.
See our best women athletes play soccer, and we win. So, but with that being said, Uruguay is a country of 3.5 million people. The city of Chicago is bigger than that. How can we not get enough kids to play soccer that are better than Uruguay?
Yeah, these are all you and Taush. You guys could get together like Jesse did with Mike the Wedding
Mario
DJ.
And Mark. Mario and Mark could do a podcast on soccer, and then we could play Mario Kart and kind of put that up on our screen. That could be our second screen.
Mario, we appreciate your input, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, again, I think you're going to find a lot of people supporting
Listen,
your
man,
position.
The soccer piece to this and developing kids and all that, I am not, that is not my wheelhouse. I'll steer clear of it. I will sit here and battle with anybody, including the head coach of the Wisconsin soccer team or the USMNT or USWMNT, WT, whatever it is. All of it. I'll compete with you on why you don't use clock stoppage with a stopwatch. I just don't. It makes no sense to anybody. And anybody that tries to tell me differently, I'm going to have a hard time buying it.
Yeah, I agree with you. We will, I'm sure, be getting inundated with text messages. We'll see how Riley handles that burden on our producer. Taush is going to tell you about Fortrea, but we need to play trivia first, so we need to get a caller. Caller number 9... 844-770-3776, caller 9.
Well, maybe 9. If somebody calls in after and it says, well, I didn't know, they had an offensive chance, maybe it'll be caller 10. I mean, if we're doing soccer timing, that would be how it would go.
The category is 4th of July. We will also be judging Riley's quality of questions. This is better than UFC trivia for those of us that don't have much knowledge of that. Caller 9 844-770-3776. Hey, if you can't rent out your pool, if you can't sell off your leftovers on the 4th of July, but you need some extra cash, Fortrea is there with a number of
studies upon studies different. Go to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. Take a look. There is a lot of money that you can make and a lot of different options. This one, big study, healthy adults ages 18 to 65. Body mass index 18 to 34. Study is one overnight stay, 10 follow-up visits, and 3 phone calls. And you can grab $6,805 for your time and participation. If you refer a friend, another $400 per qualified referral. They also have studies. Healthy men age 18 to 55, BMI 18 to 32. This study, one stay between 8 and 11 nights with one follow-up call, that you can be compensated $4,578 to $5,829 for your time and participation. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com. Can you imagine if UFC did soccer thing? End of the fight. It's 5-minute period's over. Oh, but old boy just caught him with a cross. Let him finish. Let him finish until he's out of the offensive zone. Can you imagine that? That's what they do.
No, but I maybe that's what they do because I don't watch UFC. Caller 9 for trivia. We'll play next. It's Wilde and Taush.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army.
Taush, this is your guy, right? Toby Keith? Am I getting this right?
This is definitely Toby Keith, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Time for trivia.
Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Eric in Green Bay. Eric, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Hey, you want to buy this pool if Jesse doesn't want it?
I might take you up on it. Actually, we'll be having a girl in August. If you have anything coming on the marketplace,
congratulations.
That you need to offload too.
Yeah, you'll have to check
out
any
old used hangers. Any old stank hangers
Eric? Sold out of hangers. Got a lot of Melissa and Doug toys listed right now on Facebook Marketplace. So, yeah, we're moving some merch.
I'll look into that.
Got some.
It's kind of funny. We were actually getting rid of some hangers recently too. They're going to be going to the Goodwill. Then I was telling my wife, I'm like, we're sitting on a small fortune here. Actually, we got a. We can separate these by color, material, etc. We can open a little business going here. Like, this might pay for a year.
Does Facebook Marketplace, do they take a cut, or would you be better off just calling Eric on the side saying, hey,
they do not.
They have to take a cut, right?
Do not take a cut from a local sale. If you sell with shipping, then they take a cut. So that's how that works. Okay. So I didn't have to ship all those hangers. Those were I delivered those. It worked out great. So Eric, good luck in your. You could pay for some kids' toys with your proceeds from your hanger sales. It's a whole thing. It's quite a racket, and it's a lot easier than renting out your pool when you're gone with Airbnb.
I don't know how many text messages they got. Man, hey, is Wildy all right? He's selling hangers on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah, I have no clue.
Feeding a bobblehead addiction. All right, Eric, let's play trivia. The category is the 4th of July. Question number one is this. Who is credited with writing the Declaration of Independence? Is it George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, or Riley Yauch, since he also uses a quill?
I wish I would have done this even before the options. Let's go Thomas Jefferson.
One for one. Good start. Tosh, you got question two.
Okay. Nathan's hot dog eating contest has happened on each Independence Day since 1972. Wow. No idea that it was that long. Where does this competition take place? Is it Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, or Coney Island?
Coney Island.
I like these questions so far from Riley.
Yeah, very good. Just a little quick drop. Prize Picks. You guys know I love Prize Picks. They're throwing, I'm not going to say it's an absolute freebie because it's not, 0.5 hot dogs for the new favorite since Chestnut's out.
Yeah.
Esper. His name is Esper. 0.5 hot dogs? If he eats one, go more? Bam. So just want to make sure everybody knows that if you're thinking about jumping in Prize Picks, again, use that code WI and you get the $100. So just think about it over the 4th.
So and just to clarify, I'm sorry, Eric, I know we're messing up your mojo here because you're on a 2-question run. But Chestnut is out because he like has a partnership with a vegetarian.
It depends who you ask. Big Meat is competing with Big Fake Meat. Now, there's some big battles that are kind of a couple bowls going at it.
Sure.
And Chestnut said deuces B, and I think he's doing his own Netflix doc on eating hot dogs against Kobayashi, who's the GOAT before Chestnut. So there's a lot of politics in Big Eat.
Kobayashi
hadn't done it for a while.
Yeah,
there's
right.
a lot of politics in the Big Eat game.
Well, it sounds like there's an opening for the next star. If you're looking for a side hustle, or you could just sell hangers. Question three, Eric, is this: how many times does the Liberty Bell ring on each Independence Day? I like this tougher question. To question
Great
three,
question.
I like it.
Really good question.
Is it 50, 13, or 4?
Let's go with 13 for the original colony.
I love it. Jeez, smart guy, this Eric.
What a day.
And I'm not
just saying that. Should get him a discount on that pool.
Yeah,
I think that should be a pool discount.
Not calling him smart just because I'm trying to get rid of this pool and clear out some garage space. Eric, you were 3 for 3. That means you got 4 entries into the drawing, which is today, and there's only 3 contestants. And I believe the other 2
prize
pack.
You get a Doug and Terry toy. You potentially could get a pool, and you'll get some old leftover used hangers. There and you some go. Hanger
I
steak.
I want a specific curated Will Be Facebook Marketplace. I won't even have to wait on Jesse to pick it up.
It's actually a pretty good idea. Just sort of a random grab bag.
Not a good idea.
Going back to the hot dog eating contest, just a quick fact check. Kobayashi was banned.
He was banned too?
What did he get banned about? Why?
I'm going to toss this into Google quick. 2010.
Okay. Wait a minute.
MLE,
Major
League Eating, banned Kobayashi over a contractual dispute.
Eric, you can continue Googling. Oh. This is a great lesson for Jesse that you can fact check in real time, too. There's another good example. I mean, you got a kid making noise in the background, you're playing trivia, and yet you're still fact checking.
And he's going 3 for 3.
Absolutely.
And he's 3 for 3.
So there was a contractual disagreement, you said.
Yeah. Hmm. I think one time he showed up there and was protesting. I don't. There was a lot of drama one year with Kobayashi coming back.
I can't wait to not watch tomorrow. Eric, congratulations! You got 4 entries. We'll do the drawing during the Brian Bulaga hour coming up at 11 o'clock. Thanks for playing, buddy. I'll let you know about the pool.
You bet. As always, love you guys.
All right, Tausch.
Perfect week. That's a
perfect week on that as well. Yes, indeed. Are you spending any of your 4th of July at Lac La Belle with that beautiful tree that was struck by lightning?
Unfortunately, not this weekend, but you should go. Head to clubatlaclabelle.com again. Experience the rebirth of an American treasure, and it's right down in Oconomowoc. I was down there in early June, I believe, is when we were down there. Had set it up, had 3 great groups, played a ton of fun golf, and then sat up at the Rivalry Pub, had some drinks. We went back out and scrambied a little bit. All that, and there was a beautiful wedding going on right over to our right. Then there's a little putting green. It had it all. And the best part, this wasn't like a 3-hour drive, 45 minutes to an hour back. That's what was beautiful about it. It is the birthplace of golf in Wisconsin with a rich history you will feel when you arrive. Head over to clubatlaclabelle.com to start your journey today.
All right. If you've been thinking after the 10 o'clock, after the 9 o'clock hour, did I tune into the right show? Well, I came here for the Packers. That will occur to kick off the 10 o'clock hour. I promise you that, and we'll do that in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.